And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM. Radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio we have...
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and...
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics are... Is...
Hot politics.
Hot politics. My English was not doing the most at that moment. Is hot politics. And yeah, this
now
week...
Now, if you did the show in French... Myself and Black Knight, we don't know what's going on.
Definitely, that's why we do it in English. And this week's hot politics is something that is that has been on the news. Well, a lot of mainstream media has been covering it as well. Is the whole scandal?
Well, not really in main. I don't know. Has it been on mainstream media in South Africa?
No, not in South
in
Africa.
In America, yes.
In America, let me sorry.
It's
let me correct
main,
that.
It's been on mainstream YouTube.
On YouTube, definitely, and the American mainstream media, yeah. And that is the scandal with Pastor Robert Morris, who...
was the founding and senior pastor of the Gateway Church.
Yes.
Based in Texas.
Yes, yes. And obviously there's a case of abuse against him, sexual abuse against him with... Yes.
Has he been charged?
I don't know, actually.
So there's no case if he hasn't been charged?
Well, there's a case there's against society.
Allegations.
Allegations, yeah. That's the word, actually.
Yeah, I don't know if it's allegations.
Is it not brought forward to into court?
No, allegations means it's denied.
No, but it's still on you. It's not... It's not.
You know, allegation, it's like he's kept quiet, so...
Yes.
It's more than allegation.
So if it's...
It's not an allegation.
If it went to court,
I think it's
not?
A bit... What I'm saying is I think it's a bit more than allegation. Allegation is when you say you stole my lunch and I say no I didn't. That's allegation. If you say you stole my lunch and I say I'm sorry, it's not an allegation anymore because I've confirmed that it's true.
But wouldn't you have to go to forego a trial for that to
no.
come as true?
It means you're pleading guilty. If you confirm,
wouldn't you have to plead guilty for you to be guilty?
Because
the fact that you said sorry, would it?
An allegation means that something's been alleged and it's been disputed. So now there's
okay. Okay, if it's okay.
Yeah, if the person admits I did this, it's not an allegation.
It's not an allegation. So they just kept quiet. They didn't say anything about it. Oh, Gibbs is about to tell.
He resigned.
Or did we?
He resigned.
Did we jump the gun? Gigs are supposed to say that. Sorry, we jumped
so
the
that
gun.
Is what we're going to be speaking about. Right,
it's
pillar.
Not an allegation. Ladies and gentlemen, if an allegation is made against a pastor and the pastor resigns, it's no longer an allegation. That's equivalent to a confession.
That is what we're going to be speaking. We're going to be looking into Cindy Clemmy Shire, basically has accused Pastor Robert Morris of, and our thoughts on that. It's going to be a hot show, as always, because this is the...
Well, no, it's not accused. She accused, but it's been confirmed.
Yes.
That's what happened. Yeah. And we'll actually discuss why we know it's confirmed. Because we actually know it's confirmed. We know it happened. We know she was wearing pink pajamas.
That means we know a lot.
We know she was 12. We know it was on Christmas Day. These are undisputed facts.
Yes.
1982. We know.
That is what we're going to be speaking about right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is...
Hot politics.
Hot politics.
Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
Radio.
Become part of the Active FM family today. go. Check out more of the shows and chat with us on our social media platforms. It's more than just a radio station with amazing content.
We are Active FM.
Share your thoughts with us, send in your questions, or simply tell us what you love most about Active FM on our WhatsApp line. Radio has never been better.
So there is an article from NBC News that covers this, and it was written on the 18th of June, 2024. And the reason I chose this specific news article, because it's very funny how they've placed or titled it. They said, "Woman who accused ex-Trump advisor."
They made sure
of molesting her says he shouldn't lead a church. That is the title of the article.
Why did it come out now?
Yes, that is my question.
And how much money did she potentially get for this thing to come out now?
That is
because accusations have come out against other pastors. One being, I mean, before the show we were talking about Drake and P. Diddy, which I'm sure are going to come up in the show.
Ah.
And then there was accusations involving Pastor T.D. Jakes or Bishop T.D. Jakes. And no one said Democrat pastor. Or the other one was Tony Evans, which is Priscilla Cyrus' father. No one said democratically aligned pastor, because they both they both support the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
Alright, and I mean there was a video that came out with Dr. Tony Evans a while ago where his son was fully endorsing Joe Biden. And at the end of the video, his father comes up and says, "I fully agree with everything in this video." Sure. So no one says Biden supporting pastor.
True.
He also had to resign, you know, due to sin. And yeah. By the way, Tony Evans is a guy that I've always usually respected. So, but I mean, yeah. This political angle thing. Trump advisor pastor.
And continues, says Pastor Robert Morris, a Texas megachurch pastor who served as a spiritual advisor to former President Donald Trump, has confessed to a moral failure 4 decades ago after a woman accused him of repeatedly molesting her as a child. The woman, Cindy Clemens Shire, told NBC News that Morris, now a senior pastor.
NBC News.
Yes.
Why not on Bain.video, InfoWars? Or one of those shows. One NBC, which is a Democrat aligned news broadcaster. And this comes out in an election year in Texas. The Democrats are trying to take control of Texas.
They've been trying.
Yeah.
And now a senior pastor of Gateway Church in South Lake, Texas, was staying with her family on Christmas night in 1982. She was 12. He was 21. Clemens Shire, now 54, said he invited her to his room where he instructed her to lay on whatever.
She was 12 in 19?
82.
So, yeah, she will be 50. Well, it depends when she was born, but anyway. But she's probably 54, yeah?
Yeah.
The reason why I'm saying this, because a lot of people said it happened 35 years ago. Then I started working out. 1982 is not 35 years ago. So you can't believe everything that the mainstream and YouTube tells you. Everyone's been saying it happened 35 years ago. Okay, 2024 minus 35 is 1989. So it definitely wasn't 35 years ago. It was 42.
Yeah, so
we need to make sure we only talk facts here.
So basically she described some of the scenes that took place and then says that never tell anyone about this, Clemens Shire recalled him saying, "It will ruin everything." Clemens Shire's accusations were made public Friday on the Wartburg Watch, a website focused on exposing stories of abuse in churches. Responding to questions about Clemens Shire's account, Morris acknowledged Saturday in a statement to the Christian Post, an evangelical news site, what he called inappropriate sexual behavior with a young lady when he was in his 20s. So before I continue, are there any thoughts in terms of that, what we've read so far? What are your thoughts on that?
My thought is you better make sure the blood of Jesus is washing your life, because a sin that you committed in 1982 can blow up your world in 2024.
Yeah.
So if it can do that on earth, can you imagine what it can do in heaven when you face God, if you're facing him with your sin? Your sin never leaves you.
That's deep.
And this is the good news of the gospel. And I don't care, you might be a Muslim, you might be a Hindu, Buddhist, whatever, an atheist or whatever, your sin never leaves you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the blood of Jesus washes your sin away, which means Jesus took the punishment for your sin. Your sin never leaves you. I shudder at the thought. I mean, let us just, yeah, in the studio, and let anyone who's listening to the show just think about the fact. Think about all the stuff you've done in your life. And what is there that you maybe did in the distant past that if it came to light today would blow up your world? Hopefully you never did it on video, whatever it was. Hopefully no one ever caught you on video.
Yeah.
Because they'll choose the worst possible moment to bring it out.
That's true.
Black Knight, what are your thoughts?
I guess for me, it's kind of on the same lane with Pastor Gavin, to say that even the NBC presenters themselves, the whole set themselves.
What are they doing?
If we have to go through their stuff.
Yo, if we had to have...
The pastor would look like a saint, right? In fact, the pastor would be the bishop right now. So
they'd be coming to the pastor to make confession. No, I mean, what do those guys promote?
Yeah. And also, we also, because you can tell that this is a political move. Because why? We the church, we also believe in the blood. And this is like years and years and years. So we would take it as the blood has washed him clean from that. And I think we were speaking and we heard that he's been clean from such acts.
No, we don't know that.
No,
as far as we know, he's clean.
As far as we know, yes. Yeah. So as far as we know.
Other people are saying they don't believe he's clean. But in any case, yeah, we don't know. But as far as we know.
Yeah.
It's not like Hunter Biden.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying.
Hunter Biden's got an Apple Mac full of videos and stuff of him abusing
just
kids,
3 years,
taking drugs,
4 years, 5 years,
and taking $7 billion from China and doing all sorts of, like, you know, when his father's the vice president of America and he's selling the country out, and
yeah,
high treason.
So for me, it's a low blow from the.
Now look, if I was that girl's father, I would have decked him. Imagine, like, you invite a traveling preacher to your church,
Aish,
and then the next thing he does that with your daughter. Aish. No, we must also be realistic.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
If that was your daughter,
yeah.
If Cindy Clementshaw, if it was Cindy Malinga, she's your little Cindy.
I'm not listening to that.
I'm not sure if that pastor's going to have teeth.
No ways. I'll be there to kill him. That's
would there be any bones that wouldn't be broken? You know, maybe he'd be wearing wires to wire up his jaw because he broke his jaw.
Yeah.
You know, for 6 weeks or whatever.
But I also like.
So, I mean, yeah, I don't want to play down what he did.
No, that you see, for me,
if I have a 21-year-old youth pastor, traveling preacher, whatever, messing with my 12-year-old daughter.
You see, one thing for sure, this is what I also want to put out there to the people, because Pastor Kevin is a pastor himself, and you see how clean the judgment is. That he's still taking on the side that, let's still look at what he actually did. You get what I'm saying? But, and then, since we brought up Drake in the conversation, but we look at Drake and P. Diddy, there's videos, there's evidence galore. In fact, P. Diddy had a settlement. That obviously proves that you're guilty for whatever they're charging you for. Hence why you're settling the case.
He wanted money from him.
You see,
in 2015. Now, there's varying, you know. Apparently, he said she wanted 20 million. She said she wanted 50,000. You know, something like that. But she wanted money from him.
But
and he never settled.
Yeah.
So I'm going to that point that you just mentioned. When that email came out, it was years before to this year, obviously.
2015.
Yes, where she sent the email to say that whatever she said and things like that. And in his response email, he mentioned, if you want to go public with this, we can. So now the question again, why didn't she go public then? Why is it only years later that she chose to go public? Again, not saying what he had done to her or the abuse and whatever.
Yeah, but I'd also like to say,
why are we leaving it for so long?
While we know that he was wrong, the issue also is they've linked it to Trump.
Mm. Yes.
So they've linked it to the election. Mm. so my question is... did someone aligned with the Democrat Party give her money to come to go public now?
I believe so. Because
you believe? No, okay, you can't say believe so.
No, I believe. I can. I can believe. No, I can.
You have evidence.
I can believe. I can.
I can ask a question.
But I can also believe.
You can believe in Jesus. I wouldn't believe in your opinion.
I don't have evidence yet, but with what I have so far.
So you believe you're going to get.
With what I have so far. It sounds plausible that is the case.
I like that word. This boy's getting scientific.
So I think, and why also that's why maybe he took the drastic move of stepping down, because maybe he was.
Well, how are you going to defend yourself against this?
No, but also if you defend yourself,
you had an affair. You cheated on your wife with a 12-year-old girl when you had a kid.
So let me say,
his first son was born.
Let me say he's stubborn as me, and then I'm like, I have emails, you know, I can prolong the whole thing before I step down. But realizing maybe that is gonna hamper Trump's campaign.
Who cares about Trump's campaign?
I think because it looks like a political move here, and it looks like he's also aware of that.
No, I hope he didn't resign to save Trump's campaign.
I think he's aware of that.
No,
I think he resigned obviously because there's so many verses.
There's something much more important than Trump's campaign. It's the church.
You think so?
Yes.
No, what do you mean?
Because there's so many.
I'm saying in this case. I was asking in this case.
He's a senior pastor and he definitely knows what the...
It came out wrong.
Yes. Really?
No, that came out wrong. That came out wrong.
Geeks, did he really say that?
I just meant in this case. I just meant.
You think so? Geeks?
I'm sorry to all the listeners. I'm a very, very huge Christian. Well,
if you're a Satanist, you'd be happy
with
this
conversation. I'm a very, very huge Christian, guys.
If you're Muslim, you'd be happy with this conversation.
Believe me, guys, don't listen to what I just said.
The whole show fell apart, right there.
Yes, as you were saying, Giggs, sorry.
No, that basically, there's so many scripture. There's a lot of scripture that speaks about a person who has to lead on the pulpit and things like that. And a situation like this, he'd have to step down because of the influence that he has on people.
Okay. Okay, well, can I ask one question? Because this is a question that I have. And I mean, obviously, this is canon fodder now to really... use for people that aren't believers to attack the church. And I actually find it very tiresome, all the YouTube videos being made about this situation by Christians. First of all, so obviously this thing started in 1982, so what's said is it went on for 4 years, so that's till 1986, and then from what I understand, he was bussed in a car with it. They were caught. And at that point, I think she was 16, close to 17 years old. Then they were caught in a car. Okay? And then there was a whole disciplinary process that took place in the church that he was a part of at that stage. He was obviously a traveling evangelist preacher. And he had to step down from the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And apparently her family was involved in the whole thing. And then in 1989 he was restored. So I think he was out of the ministry for about 3 years. Then he was restored to the ministry. So what I don't know, what do you think?
But that's where I would come from to say,
Well, obviously, his
son
would have known.
So,
but why step down? Like, just
so
like
for
that?
2 years.
No. He's look, stepping right now. If you're in this position now that he's in,
yes.
Your church is not going to last. So that'll destroy your church if you don't step down.
Oh, if you don't step.
You must separate yourself from the church. So he's done the right thing in stepping down. I don't know about anything before that, but when he stepped down, he did the right thing.
Okay.
So obviously the 1980s, when the whole thing was happening and stuff like that, I can't 100% say this is exactly what happened because we were not there and stuff like that, but based on what people have been saying and the elders in the church,
well, we've got her side of the story. That he called her into
his
room.
No.
She was wearing pink pajamas.
Yes, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in terms of him stepping down.
We know that, yeah.
Yes, is that what is being said is that he didn't give full detail. So it's young lady. And also when he wrote about him stepping down in his book, he mentioned the fact that God orchestrated it because of his pride. And stuff. So the details in terms of it being a 12-year-old girl was not fully given. But I don't know if his wife knew that she was 12 years old.
No. From what I understand, this guy was bust.
Yeah.
And he went through full church discipline. And he had to step down from the ministry.
Mm.
And this girl was known to his wife. And this Clement Shire lady, she says that his wife knew the whole thing. So Clement Shire's lying if his wife didn't know.
Yeah, this is a he says she says situation.
This is we only know her side because Robert Morris has kept quiet.
Yes,
hasn't said anything.
And from what she said, his wife knew.
Mm.
And from other details that have come out, he was caught with her in a car. And then there was a full disciplinary process. And he was suspended from the ministry. He had to step down from all ministry.
Mm.
And he had to go for counseling and all sorts of stuff at the time.
I never do this, but from the both of you, why do you think he's keeping quiet? Is it because it's going to add to the fuel?
Yeah,
or
I don't think he's just guilty
and the wife must... Do you think he must say something?
How much shame is that guy feeling right now?
Oh.
If he had any pride... I think it's gone. Okay, number two. What can you say? What he did is, honestly, if that was your daughter.
But you think keeping quiet is a good thing right now?
In this, what's he going to say?
Maybe say, sorry, he admits. Because he's already admitted by the actions.
I think keeping quiet is a good thing because anything he says now, especially with mainstream media and the politics
the
of
less he
America,
says, the better.
They're going to use anything he says
let Cindy
against
talk
him.
Away.
Yeah.
Because you know the world does that.
No,
they come in and then they'll have a press conference of Ronaldo. Ronaldo just did something, then Ronaldo's gonna say, oh, P. Diddy also did one. I'm sorry, what I did there was wrong. You know,
I
was an animal.
Did you believe him?
No, obviously I didn't. But maybe we would believe this pastor. But that's my point. Maybe we would believe this pastor.
The only time,
because P. Diddy, we know we can't believe.
The only time it would have been okay for Robert Morris to speak would have been if he called a press conference before he was bust.
Oh,
yeah. Then I accept what you're saying. But the issue is he's bust.
So you don't tell
me. I mean, what can you?
I was just asking because you're both agreeing on this.
What can you say?
Yeah.
No, if you're in that situation, the best you can do is just shut up.
I was going to be in trouble because I was going to say sorry.
They give you the Miranda rights. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney. You know, all of that stuff.
For sure they say that.
So I just want to take the last few minutes to now look at this whole case. Obviously, there's been, I think this year, but 3 stories in terms of pastors and sexual abuse. Maybe... I don't know.
Okay, look.
I know of 2.
Dr. Tony Evans, he sinned. We don't know what the sin is.
Mm-hmm.
A chancellor would have involved theft. Not theft, sex. Because I think people are more forgiving of thieves.
Amazingly.
Yeah. But, in sex you can do what you want unless if you're a pastor.
For sure.
You know, then you can't even smile. If you smile, then there's a problem.
So that's what I'm wanting to get to.
Yeah.
Is
But I mean, then it's T.D. Jakes who they're saying is friends with P. Diddy. So, you know, so is T.D. Jakes involved with children? But T.D. Jakes also said nothing. And then, obviously now Robert Morris.
Yeah.
There's someone else there.
Also that Hillsong.
No, Carl Lentz is coming out with his stuff now. But he's at least taking accountability. But I'm sure he's making money out of these podcasts. I don't know what you think. But at least he's taking accountability on the podcast.
Yeah.
And saying anything that happened, it was actually my sin. And even if they reacted wrong and they rejected me, I put them under pressure. I should never have done, you know, which that's fair enough. Mm. So, I mean, there's Carl Lentz, but there's others.
Yeah.
There's others. I mean, there's actually more than just them three, eh?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. But now, there's a lot of scrutiny that comes with that on the church. And we're not saying that it's right. We're not saying it definitely goes against what the Word of God teaches.
Yeah, I do think Christians should either speak to the like any Christian should either get hold of Robert Morris and speak to him themselves or shut up.
Yeah.
What I just want to say is from a Christian perspective, because I think I know where you're going to go to, but just from a Christian perspective, the thing is that when you look at the situation, if you're not in authority over Robert Morris, please stop passing judgment on him.
Mm.
All right? The Bible says, you know, it's not up to you to judge someone else's servant.
Yeah.
And Robert Morris was a servant of the Lord. The Lord will judge him. Leave that over to the Lord.
Yeah.
So I wish all these Christian guys making these videos, giving this moral outrage and all of that kind of stuff, you know, you've got the sin of pride, most of you that are doing this, and you're not following the Bible.
Mm.
1 Corinthians 6 says, do not take your cases, you know, before earthly judges and things like that. And some of them are calling for him to be arrested, you know, and all of that. And I mean, if he gets arrested, I'm not law enforcement in Texas or any place in America. So the authorities there must make whatever decision they got to make.
Yeah.
But the thing is, as a Christian, if you're not an authority over Robert Morris, you must keep quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You have no right to speak about this. Okay, I don't deny it. I'm not saying deny it, but the fact of the matter is, and let Cindy Clementine speak. You know, whether what she's saying is right or wrong, she went through this, so I think that gives her a right to speak. But the thing is, at the end of the day, Christians, you know, should keep quiet, and we should be judging these matters in us,
yeah,
not in front of worldly judges. And the court of public opinion is a court, so that's a worldly judge.
Yeah,
I wanted to just also say that either way, like with the whole Christian thing that we have here on earth, it's amazing because we can only count. Not saying it's good. It's not good. Please hear me, it's not good. But we can only count 4 people.
No, probably a bit more.
Yeah, but more, but it's fine.
400.
Maybe. But for me, is to also just take pride in being a Christian. To say, you know, with how crazy the world is today, with the horrendous stuff that's happening in the world today, you know, we can still come out as being the light of the world.
Yeah, except we are supposed to be...
We are
the only Jesus the world sees. So when we do stuff like this, there's no differentiation between us and the world.
Yeah, but I think but it's just human nature that kicks in. Just proud. I'm just saying I'm proud to be a Christian, guys. I'm proud.
So going to what you guys were basically speaking about in terms of the scrutiny that comes on the church when things like this happen. And things like that. But now looking, we are in Pride Month. It's June.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the world, it's Pride Month. And when we look at the...
And the Pride movement
is
pushing for what they call MAPS.
Mm, yeah.
We've spoken about that before on the show. Minor Attracted Persons and all of these sorts of things.
And there were also videos where recently we saw a video where they actually now... There's studies of people saying that's okay to be pedophiles and all of these things. So when it comes to this case with Pastor Robert Morris, where they are literally gunning at him in terms of something that happened years ago, even though it's not right, but it happened years ago and things like that. Now we're living in a society where people are actually fighting.
Well, what's happening in Texas at the same time?
Abuse is okay.
People went to the church protesting.
Mm.
Obviously not people part of the church, and they want this guy arrested and all of that stuff. But what's happening in that same state in Texas, what they call drag queen story hour, where transgender men go and they do a strip show for kids in kindergarten.
Mm.
Not 12.
The younger.
Kindergarten, but say for we call nursery school. You're talking under the age of 6.
Yeah.
They're introducing educational content.
Mm.
Telling kids, you know, you can change gender and, you know, all of these sorts of things. So the thing is, the reaction of the world to this thing is hypocritical in the extreme.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely. In Acts 16.
Well, and one of the things I think we wanted to get to, but we haven't.
Mm.
Because we've gone over because of Black Knight. Is, you know, if you take the whole story with Hunter Biden, and now one half of America defended that thing. And the intelligence agencies went on record to discredit that thing. I mean, when the FBI knew it was true, and before it came out, the FBI had sat on that thing for a year because it was politically expedient in order to beat Trump in the 2020 election.
Yes.
They knew if that stuff came out, and I mean, they banned the New York Post off Twitter to stop that getting out there. You know, that Hunter Biden had done this stuff. So, you know, when you look at these things, and then you look at the reaction of the world to this, and then you look at the reaction of Christians to this, and how many of those Christians made videos about what happened with Hunter Biden? But there they say, no, Romans 13, we must just submit the government. But your government have got people in there that are full on pedophiles. There's videos, there's diary notes, and I mean, there were diary notes that came out of Joe Biden with his daughter, that he molested his daughter, his own daughter. And you know, then the guys who brought it out got arrested and harassed by the FBI and, you know, all sorts of, this was when Biden's not even the president, he's running to be president against Trump. They called it election interference, you know. And yeah, in South Africa we've got comprehensive sexuality education where over 6,000 teachers have been taught to teach us garbage to our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not happy. They're not happy with what they're teaching.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what's being pushed.
Yeah.
So this is what's being pushed in the world. But when the church does what the world says everyone should be doing, suddenly now they hypocritically come out and they want to blast us all over the news.
Mm-hmm.
When no one in the church is going to accept that sort of conduct.
Yeah.
In fact, even Robert Morris doesn't.
Yeah.
His
resignation indicates that
indicates,
because
sure.
if Robert Morris was like Joe Biden, and this is where I'd like to draw a contrast, if Robert Morris was like Joe Biden, Morris Roberts would still be the pastor of their church, and he would have set the FBI on Cindy Clementine, and Cindy Clementine would have been in court for $1.5 billion in damages, you know. Cops would have arrested her. Maybe she would have ended up in a ditch with an accident. You understand what I'm saying? No, I mean, that's what, honestly, that's what,
yeah,
I mean, I just want to say this. You know, there's a book that came out called The Clinton Body Count. How many people that were going to come out with stuff? I think it's like about 100 people that mysterious heart attacks, poisonings, accidents, you know, people that were close to them had died under either mysterious or murderous situations, robberies, whatever. And the extent to which many of these politicians in the world will actually go to keep their stuff secret. I mean, how many of those have connections to the Jeffrey Epstein pedophile islands and, you know, all of these sorts of things? There was even with the WikiLeaks, you know, Julian Assange was just released this week. But yeah, why did the WikiLeaks have such a threat to the establishment? Because what was exposed there was not just the stuff with the so-called Russiagate of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
What was exposed there in those documents was the excessive amount of pedophilia, where they call girls burgers and they call boys hot dogs, and Barack Obama was involved, and most of the establishment in Congress, the court system of the highest echelons of the United States, and even in the UK and Europe, a lot of your top people there. We're also exposed by this, and this is why the entire establishment came against Julian Assange, because in those WikiLeaks disclosures in 2016 included all of this stuff, And that's what Robert Morris would have done. Instead, you know, whatever he's done, and even if he didn't come fully clean about it, and let's be honest, can I tell you my big frustration with that statement? How many people come fully clean when they're bust with a sin? I mean, how many, what percentage of people do you know that come fully clean out of their own when they get bust with a sin? Everyone tries to make their sin look less bad than it was.
Yeah. True.
You understand? Everyone. I mean, even Carl Lentz, he's fully admitting his sin, but he's saying, no, he doesn't talk about it, except it was a lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? That's it. So the thing is, at the end of the day, you know, all of those accusations is Robert Morris. Now, I think he did the right thing stepping down. I think it is a problem. I don't have answers. I don't have judgments. He did bring his church into disrepute. You know, all of those sorts of things. I also think the way people are distancing themselves from him, I don't think it's very Christian. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to stand with. We're supposed to, help people to recover. And, you know, the Bible's clear on that. And I don't see a lot of that happening with Robert Morris. I see the church acting very much like the world in terms of scorn, you know, and all of those sorts of things. But let's also be honest, eh? The church has a different standard to the world. Yeah. However, just in terms of, I'm not proud to be a Christian with things like this.
Yeah.
Because we are the only Jesus the world will see. And so when we do stuff like this, we do discredit the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And as a Christian, we all have to look at ourselves in terms of this.
Amen. Amen. This has been an amazing, amazing show right here on The Political Show. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio, we've had
Gavin Insulin.
Pastor Gavin Insulin and
The Black Knight
right here on The Political Show, where Christ Politics is
Hot Politics.
Active
FM. Radio has never been better.